Welcome to the On the Break podcast. Today we have some playoff predictions.
It's playoff season, baby.
It's playoff season, baby. It's a really fun time of the year.
We're also kind of just freestyling a little bit.
As Make, we quit do. Peeking at my screen, bro.
You ain't no peeking.
But yeah, so we got our playoff predictions for the first round. We're just doing the first round for today, and then we're going to play a fun little game after that. I don't think Alec knows about that. Actually,
no, I don't.
Yeah.
Do you want to surprise me with news. It later?
Yeah, we can surprise you with it.
What if we guess, or our picks for the first round are all the same?
They won't be.
Just what if they are? Should we then do second round? Because we're not going to get it right regardless. We're going to do second round anyways.
Yeah, we could. We'll feel it out.
I don't know if we should do second round.
We'll go where the wind takes us.
Because the Nuggets won't make it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Make show.
But also, like, make I just feel like if we do second round and our picks are wrong, it's kind of like, what was the point in us picking the second round, you know? Like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll be that off, though.
No.
We'll see.
The NBA playoffs always throw me for a loop. There's always a little upset.
Yeah, always teams like the Heat
Say, shout out Miami Heat.
Not happening this year anymore.
Yeah.
Did y'all see Jimmy Butler's comment?
I don't think so.
He added Kelly Oubre and was like, we throwing hands.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. He's like, he says he wants to fight. He's like, I ain't scared of nobody.
Yeah. He totally means it, too.
Who do y'all think will win that fight?
Jimmy Butler. Yeah, that pretty boy's getting his ass beat.
I don't think there's many people that could beat Jimmy Butler in a fight in the league.
No,
besides,
I don't
like, yeah, people a, who are he's just a overwhelmingly
bulky dude.
Yeah, bigger than him.
Yeah, he's stout.
You think Wimby's beating Vic in a fight? Or, fuck, Jimmy is beating Wimby in a fight?
I think he's diving at his legs, and then it's wraps.
Yeah,
he's going to snap his little legs in half.
I just wanted to see how y'all valued size. But
what about Jokic?
But the reach is crazy, though. Jokic is rocking Jimmy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because Wemby's tall, but he's not strong like Jokic is.
What? Jokic also has got his brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
It's in
true.
His blood.
What about Embiid? I feel like Jimmy would, like, hit Embiid and then he'd flop.
Okay,
no, Embiid would totally.
Embiid's probably like top five with the most, like,
But he's still soft. But he's soft, though.
But he would still.
Have you seen Joel Embiid fight?
Nah. I see him play basketball.
Yeah, I see him play basketball.
Always got something to say.
He had a bad game.
He gets breathed on and flails his arms, man.
He had a bad game, technically.
Yeah.
He closed it out super
well. He closed it out well.
Yeah, he won them the game, though, so.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this game. Yeah. Personally. But
also, he's still getting healthy.
Yeah,
Clearly. That was evident.
He's still getting healthy. What are your thoughts? We can talk about the play-in a little bit, I guess.
Like, yeah, let's start off with the play-in.
Like,
so,
I was taking an accounting exam, so I didn't catch the entire Heat Sixers game, unfortunately, but I watched the final quarter.
Yeah.
And the highlights and stuff, so.
Yeah, you made it in time for the end of the Heat game?
Yeah. I watched it, like, basically the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
So we can
I was eating food.
We can start out with the Western Conference. So it's the Pelicans versus not the Warriors, the Kings.
Yeah, well, that's tonight.
Let's talk about let's talk about the games that just happened first.
What was the first game? It was Lakers and I'm hitting a blank.
What?
Lakers Pelicans.
No,
that's right.
Yeah, Pelicans,
that's right.
Pelicans.
So that was a really good game.
Really good game. How do y'all feel about the late game coaching decisions? Do y'all remember? He basically benched Brandon Ingram.
I think
at the end of the game, which
I think Ingram asked to come out, though. That's what I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Ingram was having a really bad game.
He was having a really bad game, but I still feel like without Zion, you have to have another shot maker in there.
Yeah.
Because they were relying on CJ and Trey Murphy to do everything. It just wasn't a great look.
When we were watching, the Lakers were up big.
Yeah.
And then it was the second unit that got the Pelicans back into that game. So I do understand the aspect of, just leave them in. Like, they got us into this position in the first place. Why fix it if it's not broken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked until Zion got hurt. So once Zion got hurt, I was like, okay, now it's time to bring B.I. back in.
Zion looked dominant in that game. I hate that he got hurt.
Yeah.
No one on that team could stop him. And Anthony Davis, he did not look healthy, protecting the rim.
This is Zion's first, like, not big even big game, playoff moment, but his first playoff moment he's had in his career. So.
40-11
Yeah, 40-11 Great way to start it off.
Down the like it seemed like they would go to him every time, and there was just the defense was helpless.
Yeah.
And Zion was incredibly dominant.
That the Pelicans are, they're gonna be good if
they just can
they
never
keep those pieces. I think they're one star away from being legitimate contenders. Yeah,
I used to say they're like a Zion or Ingram jump from being contenders, but at this point in their careers, I'm not so sure that's gonna happen. But
I don't have much faith in an Ingram jump at this point.
Oh, and also during that,
but he's not playing bad.
No, he's not. No shade in him, but
no, he's
in terms of like a jump though.
Yeah, he plays at an all-star level. I don't know how much above all-star level he's gonna play, but I was gonna say also, they subbed in at the end of the game Dyson Daniels for one possession for defense, and he gave up the game-winning corner three.
However,
D'Lo.
He had a really good year as a role player.
Yeah, I think
he did too, but he wasn't even like really playing that much that game, and they just sub him in.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Gives up that three.
That's what the Knicks did in 2021 when Trey hit that floater. I forget who they brought in the game, but it was somebody. Was it Alfred Payton? No.
You don't sub in Alfred Payton for defense.
Look it up. Yeah. Look it up while I'm talking about it.
Look up
who was on Trey during that floater win. Like you'll be able to recognize him. It was
Trey
a pretty
Young,
well-known player.
Floater.
But he hadn't played the whole game, and they brought him in just to defend Trey.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure for someone who's like.
And your legs are not fresh at all, so I never really understood that. But Dyson Daniels, it's not like he hadn't been playing the whole game. He got a little bit of playing time.
Yeah.
Who is it?
He is a great defender.
Is it?
It's Nino Aquina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Frank the Tank is an amazing defender, but
he got cooked.
No match for Trae Young.
Yeah, he got toasted on this play. Wow. But, yeah, so that was pretty interesting. I think another thing we should talk about is, well, first of all, let's get into the game, and I think that you can probably see where this conversation's going to go. Let's talk about the Warriors and the Kings.
Yeah, another good game.
I'm so happy that was not a good game.
That was not a good game.
It was a fun game for me because
the first half was good.
Because I am just super happy that the Warriors are
gone and dead and done forever. Their dynasty is over.
Shout out to Keon Ellis. He played. He filled in for Monk and Herter perfectly.
Yeah.
And he also played excellent on-ball defense on Steph Curry.
Yeah, so impressive.
But if you watch that game, people are going to blame Steph because that's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Steph did everything he could. He was having to he still shot above 50%, and he was having to force shots because there was no one else on offense that was doing anything, getting anything started.
Yeah, nobody on that team played well.
0 points, man. That's insane.
Their shooters weren't hitting their shots, and it's also kind of evident that there's not another shot creator on that team.
No, but
like, we talk shit on Jordan Poole. If they had Jordan Poole in that game, do you know how helpful that would be?
That was exactly my point when he got traded.
Yeah. Exactly, because there's no shot creation on that team right now.
And
I know Kuminga can create shots sometimes, but it's not on a consistent basis yet. Yeah. I think it can be in the future.
One of the reasons why they won that championship in 2022 is because they had guys they could just give the ball to besides Curry. Like
Jordan Poole was one of the huge factors.
And I don't know what happened to Andrew Wiggins, but he was he was their second best player in the finals that they won. You could give the ball to him, and you know he could get you a good mid-range shot. Like he was a creator, but he's just fallen off a cliff for whatever reason.
You catch it on the perimeter, take a couple dribbles.
Draymond had an okay game though. He played well.
I mean, Draymond played well, but it's just like there was nothing on their offense. People talk shit on that on Wiggins being an all-star too, but.
Yeah,
I think legitimately for that one season he was All Star caliber, especially because the Warriors won the.
He wasn't no starter.
I understand the hate, dude. Wasn't that didn't some K-pop star post Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, and
the entire nation of South Korea voted for him.
I was on the Twitter scene then. It was people kept finding cheesy ways to get him a bunch of votes. Like they would do it with K-pop. They'd do it with. Probably Swifties and stuff like that.
I thought it was just Warriors fans going crazy.
Yeah. Well, it was foreign interference in an American Democratic election.
Yeah. And I remember the Warriors fans are crazy like that. They got Zaza Pachulia. They had to create a rule because of it, because Zaza was actually voted in the top five. Dude,
yep.
There's a Zaza Pachulia rule.
There's this clip I saw on Twitter of, so do you know what Twitter spaces are?
Yeah. Mm.
It's like where a bunch of people join in and they can all like talk, and there's people who listen, and around like usually like 20 people talking, but you know, people can like moderate it, like mute people and stuff. So it was Nick Wright.
Oh, and, I saw those clips. Yeah, yeah.
Nick Wright, yeah. And spaces go crazy after when he's leaving his game. The Westbrook era, listening to those Lakers faces after they got.
Do you remember when Westbrook's so brother?
Yeah, was
jumping into.
I was in there. I literally heard it, but when Sean Marion was drunk and went to one of those spaces.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I never heard of this.
What was I about to say? But. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Nick Wright was talking to Warriors fans, and Warriors fans are just talking about Steve Kerr. And he was like, so y'all watch – if y'all watch every game from start to finish, then you would know that the coaching staff who, you know, are there behind the scenes, know the players, probably know better than you, right? In unison, everybody said no at the same time, and it was so funny.
But, yeah, back in the day when Westbrook was like – on the Lakers, and obviously when you're on the Lakers, you're under a microscope, especially when you're playing with LeBron. Mm-hmm. Back when he was, like, performing way below his expectations, Russell Westbrook's brother would go into those Twitter spaces, and he would, like, delusionally defend Russell Westbrook and be like, he's the best player on this team, like, saying shit like that. Like, he LeBron and AD got the ball too much. We need to let Russ cook.
Dude, I'm getting nostalgic for 2022 NBA
Twitter. He's our good brother. If you were the NBA, I'd do the same shit.
Same here, brother.
I'd be delusional. But it was just really funny.
Yeah.
God,
he was 1v50ing those Twitter spaces.
Y'all think the Big Three is done? In Golden State?
I think that just.
That's where I wanted to take this conversation.
I think it depends on if Clay is willing to make a pay cut a pay cut or not. Cause I think the Warriors are going to offer him something.
Yeah, no. I
think they will.
I think they should. Honestly.
But I think his role is going to have to change.
He needs to come off the bench, I think, next year. So, Chris Paul, the next year of his contract's non guaranteed. They need to cut him.
I think it's like 30 something million.
Man, what's next for Chris Paul?
I think he could get, like, a minor role, maybe playing 15 minutes a game on backup point guard. Maybe the Heat. Pretty much any team, because he's going to sign for the minimum.
15, though.
What'd you say?
I think he can play more than 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to get a minimum deal, maybe a little over a minimum, maybe a MLE.
Mike Dunleavy isn't getting enough hate. Not that we should be hating on people, but it's just he's not getting enough criticism.
I'm actually pro-hating on people.
Yeah.
But
he's the one who traded Jordan Poole away.
Yeah.
Like, that was a huge trade.
But part of it was the chemistry thing, though, because
everything that. I understand that, but
it's
also.
It's kind of like you got to choose between Draymond and Poole, and I mean, you're not going to choose Poole over Draymond.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you'd be foolish to choose Poole over Draymond.
I think foolish. They could have made it work, though. I still think they could have made it work.
I hate Draymond. He is what makes that team work.
Yeah.
The Warriors are not the Warriors without Draymond. All those dribble handoffs and the chemistry of Steph Curry.
Defense, too.
Defense, obviously. He's like the quarterback of their defense, essentially.
I mean, we know without Steph or Dre. Like, Dre is as important to that team as Steph Curry is in terms of how they work.
Yeah, the system.
But the thing is, they don't really have a lot of options.
No, they don't.
They don't really have their picks. They're paying a lot of players. They're hung up money-wise, too. I just don't know what the next step is for them. I mean, obviously, I'm not a GM, but...
Yeah. Gotta hope that Podomeski, or however you say his name, develops.
Podomeski.
He's, but the thing is, like, I think they're going to take... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. I was done.
I think they're going to take 2 to 3 years to develop into really, really good players.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry is 35 right now. Is he... 36, maybe?
Around I mean, there. What's going to end up happening is...
Like you don't... They're not trading Curry, but they...
Yeah.
But the thing is, the problem they have is they're not going to trade Curry, because why would you? He wants to be his entire career. But the thing is, no matter how old Curry is, they're going to have the expectation to be a win-now team. So it's like, what are they going to do?
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah,
I think what Warriors fans don't realize is that every other team goes through this stint where... Yeah. Yeah. They have a guy who's in win now sort of mode, where and the team around him is either young or incapable of supporting him. So what's going to end up happening is they're going to try and build around Steph for their the next 2 to 3 years, unless they pull off a miraculous trade and get some star. Like, let's say they draft Bronny, and Bronny or LeBron wants to go to Golden State. I really hope that doesn't happen, but they get that sort of star player, then, yeah, there's a chance that they can compete for their, the remaining 2 to 3 years that Steph has. Yeah. But the likelihood of that happening is very small, so they're going to be a play-in team for the next 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to be time to move on and rebuild. Yeah. Like, this is a cycle for so every other team. The Warriors just haven't had to deal with it in so long.
Yeah. And, yeah, like I was saying before, it's like I think any other team at this point would probably rebuild
mm-hmm.
because they're not going to go anywhere with this core. But if you have a player like Steph who's clearly not finishing his career in Golden State,
mm-hmm. yeah, absolutely.
They're not. You're expected to win now, and they're going to try to force like that win now mentality, and it's probably going to be detrimental to their future, but
yeah.
We'll see. But there always is a chance of a blockbuster trade just because of the gravity a player like Steph has.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Colin Cowherd.
I saw that too.
Dumbass. Talking about LeBron coming to Golden State.
Yeah, you sent that to us. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that.
I mean,
that would be something.
That would be something.
That would absolutely be something.
We don't 100% know that Bron is going to go wherever Bronny goes, but just because there's that chance, you never know.
Mm. They don't have their pick this year. I'm pretty sure they don't have their pick this year.
Well, Bronny could go in the second round.
He's not going in the second round.
I think he definitely could.
Does he deserve to go in the second round? Yes, but if a desperate team thinks that they can get LeBron along with Bronny, they'll draft him pretty high, I think.
I wouldn't be mad if the Hawks took him in the first round.
So, y'all want to go ahead and talk about these Western Conference play-in games?
Yeah.
So, to start us off, we got the Kings versus the Pelicans. How are y'all feeling about this one?
I think the Kings are going to win without Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I think
it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I honestly might even favor the Pelicans if Zion was in, but if he's not there, then
I'd
favor the Pelicans if he was playing. I think Kings have
prior to the Zion injury, I thought the Pelicans could go toe-to-toe with anyone in the West. I think they're that good.
Yeah.
Maybe besides the Nuggets. That's it.
Yeah.
I think they could be OKC in a 7-game series. I'm not saying they would, but I think they could.
I don't know. I mean, I think they would put up a good fight in that series.
That's what I'm saying.
They can be competitive against anybody.
But no, they could take that, I agree with that for 7 sure. games.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, just without Zion, I mean, the Pelicans pretty heavily rely on Zion. You know, we've seen the difference between them with and without him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, the thing about, it's the same thing with, like, the NFL playoffs. It's just, like, single elimination basketball. Players can get hot and just go on a run and the game will be over. I mean, mm-hmm. either team really has the capability to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd pick the Kings to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll win it tonight.
Okay. So let's go ahead and just finish the play-in tournament. We have the Bulls and the Heat. Who do y'all got in this one?
Even without Jimmy, I got the Miami Heat.
I don't know. This could go either way. If Coby White plays like he did 2 nights ago, the Bulls are going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was such a miserable experience as a Hawks fan to watch that game. We were all together.
Yeah, watching we were all together.
It was silent during the last 5 minutes.
That sucked. But it just sucks because as a Trae Young supporter, that is the worst possible way to end the season.
Yeah.
With all the talk of him leaving.
Yeah, potentially. I was going to say end the season and potentially.
Yeah. And having to choose between DJ or Trae.
A quote just came out saying that Trae said, "I want to stay in Atlanta, but I also want to win."
Yeah, he said that a while ago.
Yeah, it feels like he's been saying that for a while. Yeah. But I don't know, man. This could be the I hope there's one more year with him before anything happens.
I hope so as well.
But
I don't.
You'd rather us keep DJ?
I'd rather us blow everything. Yeah, no. To
if
pieces.
We're all right,
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, if we're trading Trae Young,
I'd rather blow.
Why would we keep DeJounte?
Yeah.
DeJounte, yes, he outplayed Trae last night. DeJounte's very good, But where is a DeJounte-led team going to take
us? Well, the problem is we're in such a weird spot because we don't have our picks. So trading for draft capital doesn't really make sense because we'd just be getting our picks back and losing a player. You know what I mean?
Well, I'd rather develop.
I feel like we're going to end up at a net loss regardless.
Well, yeah, we are.
Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to like break even with our picks or anything, but I don't want to end up like the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Because that's the same mindset they have right now. We don't have our picks. We're just going to be mid and do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's the worst possible position for a team to be.
Yeah, and I think.
I think that roster needs just a complete revamp. I think
you keep
the
Jalen
ideal
Johnson.
Is you yeah. keep Trey and Jalen. You keep Bogey, but if you need if you need to use Bogey in a trade to bring in another star caliber yeah. player, then you make that yeah. trade.
Hopefully hold on to Griffin and Kobe for
yeah,
another year.
But DeAndre Hunter has to go.
Gotta go.
Clint Capella has to go. I'd like to see Onyeka get traded just because it's not that he plays bad for us. It's just that he still has a lot of value, I think, in the trade market.
Yeah, going
and
down, but
we haven't yeah. seen any sort of jump, even though he's been in a kind of unfortunate situation yeah. with us where he's not getting a lot of playing time.
I wouldn't mind seeing him start for a year.
I wouldn't mind that either, but I think his trade value is still we got to trade him while the value is still there.
Yeah. See, you're a lot less harsh than me. My thing is, I'd trade everybody except Jalen Johnson.
I mean,
and maybe keep, Bufkin and Griffin. Just, I want this team blown to pieces.
I just think
we keep Trey, we're still going to be, decent enough to where we don't get a high pick.
I just think that you don't stump. It's so hard to find franchise players. And regardless of whether or not you think we can't or can't win with Trey, he's a franchise player, and those players are so hard to come by in the NBA.
I don't know.
There is a way where that works. We were two wins away from making a finals appearance.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that was kind of a fluke. As an Atlanta fan, it took me a while to accept that, but
I mean, obviously looking back on it now, it
yeah.
feels like a fluke.
Yeah.
But you that there we can win with him.
We were damn good that year, and we played damn good in the
that
playoffs.
That was the best year the Hawks ever yeah. had in franchise history.
But we also had a cast of really, really good role players.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to maybe trade DeAndre Hunter for some role players.
Yeah.
Because that's about all he's worth at this point.
Mm. He's a bad role player. He's not worth a good role player.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
I'm saying maybe we could get one or two okay role players for Hunter.
Maybe we can get Gary Payton II and Nasir Little. Yeah, that's what he's worth probably.
I wouldn't trade DeAndre Hunter for Sam Hauser. I would if I were the Hawks.
But the Celtics would.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That white boy can shoot.
This is a tough one for me without Jimmy, but I think the Bulls can pull this one out.
I hope they
Jimmy
don't.
Not being there. I would love to see another Heat. Heat Celtics matchup first round, but I don't know.
I would, but there is no way Jimmy's going to play.
Yeah, no. If Jimmy's not playing, then I'm going to. I think it's gonna be a close game, and the Heat definitely can pull it out. But I'm gonna give the edge to the Bulls.
Yeah, I just think Tyler Hero can be that guy in any given game.
Yeah,
Bam is one of the best defenders in the NBA. I mean, Rozier is another guy where in a single elimination game with poor perimeter defenders, especially on the Bulls, he could probably give you. Well, actually, no, I forgot about Caruso.
I would pick the Heat to win if I had to choose,
yeah.
But DeRozan and Kobe White just played so well that if they play the way they did against the Hawks, they're going to be very hard to beat.
Yeah, don't forget about Ayo Dosunmu.
Yeah, he had a great game, too.
Played fantastic.
Played better than
God,
Steph Curry.
God, DeRozan and Kobe White just did not miss. They were hitting everything.
Yeah, that was sad to watch, man. So, all right, we got this covered, so... How do y'all want to do this? Do y'all want to start, go seed by seed, or do y'all want to start with, do, like...
Do you want me to... I have an order in place,
yeah, you have a
right?
bracket?
Yeah, I have a bracket right. up, and I have an order that's already in place.
All right, let's roll off there, then.
Okay. So, the way I did it for the potential, play-in teams, for example, the Bulls and Heat we were just talking about, I said... I gave a series prediction for each of the teams, I gave, Celtics and blank against Bulls. Mm-hmm. Celtics and blank against Heat. So we should. I think that's the way we should do
it. Yeah, I agree.
That's
we'll
cool.
Start it off then, Mister.
All right. So my first round prediction. So I got Celtics in four against the Bulls, and then I got Celtics in five against the Heat.
Yeah, I also got. I'd have to think about like the other matchup. I got Celtics in four against the Bulls, and Celtics in five, maybe six if Jimmy plays the whole series at a respectable health. But leaning towards five, though. The Celtics are just so good this year. And I think the Heat Cinderella runs are over. Not to hate on the Heat, but you can't keep expecting your role players to go crazy.
I thought Jimmy wasn't expected to play in the Celtics series.
No, I don't think he is. That's why I'm going Celtics in four.
Okay.
They said he's probably going to be out multiple weeks.
Well, then Celtics in four.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'd pick the Celtics in like six. If Jimmy was playing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the Heat are just like just one of those grinded out teams that, you know.
I mean, they're not ruling him out for the series just because it's a little ways away from now, so you don't know what type of progress he could miraculously make. Yeah. But the injury if they said he's good. They expect him to be out multiple weeks, and it's an MCL injury.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah.
MCL is pretty serious, too. And it's just like the Heat do not have the firepower to really contend with the Celtics.
Which sucks because they put together a good roster. And they would have had Tyler Hero this year. Terry Rozier is hurt.
Shout out Kyle Lowry, too. He played great.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Love played great, too.
Yeah.
Like, they have the pieces.
Okay, so.
They do, but I don't know if we should focus on this series very much because Celtics are probably going to win.
It'll be a sweep for sure.
And I think the Heat could get a couple of wins with the power of friendship, possibly. But
yeah. We're not even going to talk about the Bulls Celtics matchup.
Celtics will smack the fuck out of
Bulls. Yeah, it's going to be bad. Okay.
Next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Cavs Magic.
Cavs Magic, baby.
So I have. This is probably a bit of a controversial one. I have the Magic in six.
Ooh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And, interesting. Okay, so y'all give your picks, and then we can kind of go.
I had it flipped around. I had Cavs in six.
I got Cavs in five.
Five?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I mean, the Magic had a very good year, very impressive, but I think the Cavs are still kind of a tier above them.
Yeah.
And obviously this is most of their team's first taste of the playoffs. I think it'll be a competitive series in terms of the games will be close, but I think that the Cavs will end up kind of dominating the game side.
My reasoning was like I was just thinking about how they match up individually. I think Suggs is the perfect person to put on Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
And I think Jonathan Isaac can match up with Mobley and kind of neutralize him. And then I think
I don't know.
Mobley and Jared Allen are good offensively, but they're not really creators. And I think like if you neutralize Donovan Mitchell, it's easier to neutralize them. And I think like another thing is the two best scorers in the Magic, Paolo and Franz, are kind of like one-on-one mid-range threes. Well, it's free threes with Franz, more mid-range with Paolo. Mm-hmm. They don't do a ton of damage in the paint, which I think benefits them in this series, because, you know, the Cavs are so good defensively in the paint, but they struggle to guard the perimeter.
The other thing is, though, the Cavs had not really had everyone all year. Now they do.
Yeah. And that's another thing. It's like they haven't really had time for their lineup to gel. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know.
You don't think they're as scary?
No, I think the Cavs this year just do not move me like they have in the past.
They don't move me to make a run, but they move me to win this series.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, Paolo does rely pretty heavily on the inside game, though. Like, he obviously has a jump shot.
Yeah.
His main focus is kind of his inside scoring.
Yeah, he works in the post a lot.
Yeah, and he's very, very good scorer, but Jared Allen and Mobley can kind of neutralize that. And also, I really don't think the Magic have the wing defenders to really, like, stop the... I mean, they have Suggs. Suggs is a very good defender. Should get all defensive love. But they don't really have the perimeter defenders to kind of stop the Cavs shooting.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, though. Garland's had a really down
Garland's
year.
Had a down... That's another point I was going to make. Garland's kind of had a down year. You could throw Fultz on Garland, too, and he'd probably do a pretty good job. Yeah. I just really like the... I just think the Magic defensively, they have so many different options to throw on the Cavs' best players.
I just think the Cavs are
a
lot more stacked in terms of talent and experience.
Yeah, I think talent and experience are going to push them over the edge for me. But I'm excited to see this series.
Yeah, though. I'm curious.
Yeah. I mean, I know this is kind of a boring one to like a lot of people.
It's
going to
be a slugfest,
I
think.
Mm-hmm. But like, I like these types. I think we all like these types.
Yeah, I like the grinded. I feel like it's going to be a grinded out series.
This is going to be an NBA TV classic.
Yeah, but I get what y'all are saying, but I think I really like the Magic and the way their roster is constructed this year.
I'm pulling for the Magic. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, me too. That'd be cool if the Magic win.
Yeah.
So.
And that take could also go dead wrong, but I don't know. I just like the way the Magic match up.
I mean, there's no outrageous takes here.
Yeah, no. All of ours were reasonable.
Who's next?
Bucks and Pacers.
Yeah. This will be a fun one.
Giannis, to preface this, Giannis is projected to miss the first three games.
When did that come out?
Like a day ago.
Okay.
Three games.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna see if there's anything new.
I would say.
With that being said, you go ahead. Let me hear your pick first.
Okay, you're giving me that look like you're about to say something controversial.
No. I just don't want to always be the one that goes first.
So I was under the impression before that Giannis was only gonna miss one game, so I said Bucks in five, but I'm going to move that to Bucks in six. Oh, I'm getting some faces.
Yeah.
Three
Bleacher
games.
Report 9 hours ago. Shams. Bucks.
Shams.
Giannis Antetokounmpo could miss 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's that bad.
Wow.
The average time
that
is 24.
That was 9 hours ago.
The average time for that injury, I believe, is 24 days.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he only misses a couple games, I trust the Bucks to, you know, win one out of three games, hold it down a little bit. But if Giannis is going to miss, like, four or five, I mean, all of the series, then I don't think that they have Dame.
That is
They do
brutal.
Have Dame. I forgot
they
about
have Dame.
Yeah, actually, I think the Bucks can still pull this off without Giannis.
All right, give it
a go. Dame's a
let's
damn
hear
good
it.
Basketball
all right,
player.
I'm going to
– Let's hear it.
Yeah, but he just hasn't been. However, his numbers without Giannis
are
far
better.
And
yeah.
do you think that Tyrese Haliburton is doing a good job guarding him?
No, but I do think that the Pacers have the Bucks number this year, and their
throw
offense
like
is out of this world.
Yeah,
or Nembhard, they have different players to throw on him, but
I think that
Patrick Beverley.
Assuming Giannis.
Wait, no, that was I'm sorry, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever said in my entire life. Shout out Patrick Bev.
Shout out Pat Bev.
Hey! We all
lost
the game again.
Fuck!
Sorry. We're making a change, guys. We're doing less cussing on this podcast, by the way.
We should have a cuss jar.
A swear jar?
Yeah, a swear jar. We add a dollar into it every time.
All right, let's hear this shit.
Okay,
let's
anyways, what were we talking about before I lost the game?
Just lost the game again.
Okay, yes. So... The Bucks.
Bucks, Pacers.
Bucks, Pacers.
Give me your pick. God, please.
No swearing.
I think that.
I tried not to.
This is so hard because like we just don't know how.
Pacers in seven. There you go. I said it.
It's Dame time, baby. Bucks
That's
in
not
six.
Outrageous. I was going to say if Giannis doesn't play, I'm going to go Pacers in six or seven, probably seven. If Giannis is able to come back late in the series, I'll go Bucks in seven.
Yeah, I trust Dame in the playoffs, really. I think Dame...
My thing is just, like, think about the Bucks have had such a down year defensively. Think about how bad defensively they're going to be without Giannis.
I mean, my pick was Bucks in seven.
And think
seven.
About how good the Pacers' offense is.
My pick was Bucks in seven 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But now that they're saying 2 to 4 weeks... Yeah, because I figured Giannis would miss 3 to 4.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair then.
Games,
yeah.
But now they're saying 2 to 4 weeks, that is...
Yeah, really.
And it's a calf. It's not like it's...
Yeah, and he'd be running. So, yeah, but now...
So we all know what happened with KD in 2019.
Yeah, now that I think about it a little more, I think this is like a split, like 7-1, I think.
Yeah, it could go either way.
But this will be a really good series, yeah, with Giannis. I mean, obviously, I'd rather see Giannis play, but it'll be a competitive series, mm-hmm, for sure.
I don't know, though. The Pacers have their number. They didn't have Siakam most of those games. Now they have Siakam.
Like, I forgot about that.
World,
yeah, the
there's
Pacers,
a world where, yeah, the Pacers win in six or seven, for
no,
sure.
No, there absolutely is.
Yeah, I just do not trust the Bucks defense to stop the Pacers at all, especially now that they've acquired Siakam without Giannis.
There's a world even where the Pacers Giannis, make a conference finals run.
Who they?
I don't think that's outrageous. Because if they win, the East, they play the 2-7 series.
The East sucks this year.
Yeah, they either get Philly or the Knicks. I don't think they're beating either of them.
They could.
They could. I think they could beat either of those teams.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Mick, who do you have winning the Philly Knicks matchup?
I got Sixers and six.
Okay.
Before the Embiid injury, they were 32-8. So they're a completely different team without Embiid.
Absolutely.
Brunson is playing at an MVP level. He should be all NBA, in my opinion.
Oh, he will be.
He will be.
I hope so. It's not a guarantee.
No, it's a guarantee.
It's just about a guarantee.
It's a guarantee.
You've seen the way these people vote, though.
That's true.
It's not a given.
That's true. Someone had Perkins had Podziemski on all defensive team.
Somebody had Luka and Shea all second team. Who was that I sent? I sent
Kenny
it to
Smith.
The group chat.
Kenny Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell was that? Anyways, they're a completely different team.
First team?
First team?
Yeah, if he had...
Oh, I don't know who he had.
Okay.
I think he had Ant and Brunson.
Okay,
yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. You're right.
Yeah, miss me with that.
Oh, dude.
I know the Knicks were able to exceed people's expectations without Randle and without OG down the stretch of the year and get that 2 seed. But playing that Sixers team in a 7-game series is completely different. You can win a basketball game on any given night in the NBA,
mm-hmm,
no matter who's on your team, unless you're the Pistons. But a 7-game series is completely different.
Yeah, I also have Philly in 7. I think it might be a little bit more competitive. But I don't know. As weird as this sounds, I trust Embiid.
I do trust Embiid for this one series.
For this series. I do.
For this one series.
They have Maxie.
Someone press the Theo Von button.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So loud. I'm so sorry.
Really
wow. But,
I no-scoped it. I just was hoping.
But, yeah. I mean, Philly, like you said, they had a very good record with Embiid there. And I guess it kind of is... hinges a little bit on Embiid's health and how, like,
mm-hmm, uh-huh,
good he
They still have Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris. Hello.
And Tobias Harris. But and Kelly Oubre. That should be the third person you mentioned.
And yeah, Nick Batum. And Nick Batum.
And Nick Batum.
For Corey.
He's got why he's in.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Sam.
I got the Knicks in 7, and here's why.
Okay, that's respectful.
No one on Philadelphia can guard Jalen Brunson.
Who's going to guard Embiid?
Yeah.
Hartenstein can at least play physical.
Oh, man. Hell nah.
I don't know what I'm talking about, and I never have. I never really have.
Let's just say, okay, Hartenstein's a better matchup with Embiid than fucking, I don't know, Tyrese Maxey is on Brunson.
Dude,
come on.
You cannot stop. No one can stop Embiid.
Embiid's like one of
Embiid
those.
Embiid is the only player.
Well, here's another thing.
Embiid is the only player that can stop himself. If he decides to play like ass, then that's the reason.
Have you watched Embiid in the last couple of weeks? I'm like genuinely curious. He does not look fully healthy.
I agree,
yeah.
He
does not look fully healthy.
But the Knicks aren't fully healthy either, and that was my whole point. In a 7-game series.
Even missing OG and Randle, I trust their role players 10 times more than Philadelphia's.
It's
role
so
players.
Different, a 7-game series versus just one game.
I don't know. I think, and also, God, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
But. What the fuck was I gonna say? I hate it when that happens, man. I trust the role players around Brunson more than I trust.
I thought that was outside.
I trust Philadelphia's role players. Tobias Harris is inconsistent. Kelly Oubre has been good, but he's not. I don't expect him to get it done consistently every single game.
I trust Tobias Harris though with Embiid back now because his numbers are way better.
Harris has been great this year when Embiid's and also in the playoffs. Tobias Harris, or at least last year he shifts his role to be more of a glue guy. He'll defend, he'll pass, which. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't just play like that all the time because that's the most ideal situation.
The Knicks are also a much better defensive team, even missing OG.
This sucks, though, because I don't really know who to cheer for. I hate Philly and New York.
I love Brunson.
Go Sixers, baby.
I mean, I don't even know what I want to see. I probably want to see the Knicks get knocked out, to be honest.
I'm a Brunson Blazer.
But I love Brunson. I'm a Brunson Blazer.
I just he's the coolest old-school game. But, yeah, I think that – and mainly the main reason is – like, I actually remember what I was going to say. But the main reason is just, like, Embiid has not looked fully healthy.
Yeah, that's
and right. when you know when he's, quote-unquote, dealing with a nagging injury in the playoff, what happens? Yeah. He drops his points per game average by, like, 13. And shoots 40% from the
Sam,
field.
But it'll be different this year.
Because we see every year Embiid's, like, he has a nagging injury, but he can play through it. And he just plays way under expectations.
I still think it's enough to get past the first round. That's why I had him in... Like, I think it'll be a competitive series. I think it'll go six games.
I feel like you're also discounting how good the Knicks have been.
No, they've been really good.
Yeah, like,
I have Philly in seven, but I still think that the Knicks are going to take it to seven.
I
could see the Knicks winning, too.
Like, again, I just think that the regular season is so different from the playoffs, like, and that's why everyone says it's a completely
if
new
Philly was playing, let me see. If Philly was playing, let's say, the Magic, I would definitely have Philadelphia.
Well, I would hope so.
But the Knicks are just playing really, really elite basketball. I know, but that's enough.
But Philly was playing so well when they had Embiid.
That's true.
If it was one game, I might take the Knicks. I probably would take the Knicks if it was one game and a winner go home.
Yeah. But their record was with fully healthy Embiid, and I don't know.
So you don't think, knowing their record with a fully healthy Embiid, you don't think... Even with just an okay, I don't want to say okay because he still plays above average when he plays, but a solid Joel Embiid is not enough to beat that Knicks
team.
Not
enough, man. Not enough. I don't think so.
I guess we'll just have to wait.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't trust the players around Embiid either.
Maybe you should trust the process.
Maybe I should, but yeah. I get what you're saying. What y'all are saying too. I could see it going either way.
Yeah.
Like any 7-game series that I predict, I could genuinely see either team winning. But I think the Knicks will win in 7. I also trust Brunson in a game 7 situation infinitely more.
Oh,
than
yeah, I agree.
Maxey or Embiid.
But I don't have it going 7 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
solo says.
Yeah. Well, we're beating a dead horse here. We've said our piece.
Let's is that the rest of the East?
Okay. Yep. Excuse me. Gosh dang.
We're still all sick here. Yeah. Are you still sick?
No, I'm better, baby.
I just choked.
We up.
I'm good, bro. I just choked on air.
I still have to hold my coffin in class.
Y'all ever choke on air?
Yeah, I do.
Shit's terrible, bro. All
right, so we have the either Kings or Pelicans versus the OKC Thunder.
I guess I'll start. Zion is probably not going to play. They pretty much ruled him out for a couple weeks. I hope the Pelicans win because I think it'll be easier for the Thunder than a healthy Kings team.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think the Thunder win in... I think if it's the Kings, they win in 6.
Yeah.
A controlling 6. If it's the Pelicans, they win in 5.
That's exactly what I have.
I'm on the same page with y'all.
That's exactly what I have.
I mean, people say that they're one of the weaker one seeds, but if you watch the Thunder play, like they play like the youngest team in the league in a sense that they play such fast-paced basketball.
Yeah.
Like they could run laps around any team.
Yeah, and...
Except the Nuggets.
Without Malik Monk, you know, the Kings are going to be playing at a slower pace. And I know a lot of people harp on the Thunder for being inexperienced. Well, the Kings and the Pelicans are
not neither very teams have a wealth of experience. Yeah,
so
I agree.
If their experience is about equal, I'm going to pick the team that's been better the entire year.
I think their inexperience could possibly show in like the second round of the conference finals. Yeah,
but
it's not like the Kings have 1 year of playoff experience.
My fear was, I mean, I don't really know if it's a fear because I kind of wanted it to happen. I was kind of hoping the Lakers got the 8 seed because had the Lakers got the 8 seed, I probably would have picked the Lakers in 7.
I don't know
that. No, I still wouldn't. The Pelicans are just even.
Am I glazing?
You're glazing.
No, I get what you're saying. I mean, the Lakers have way more experience. But
the way the Lakers close the season out?
The Thunder are just so much more of a well-rounded team than the Lakers.
Well, I don't have to worry about it because they're not playing.
I'm just so not confident in the Lakers.
Dude, but they closed out the year really strong. D'Lo's playing really well.
Nuggets in 4.
And they were in the Western Conference Finals last year.
We're not there yet. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so we're all pretty much on the same page for this one.
I do think the Kings could give the Thunder a good fight, though. I really do. Fox is a he played really well in the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sabone, here's another reason why the Kings could put up a really good fight. What's the one area the Thunder struggle in?
Defensive rebounding.
But it's been better the second half of the year.
Yes. Who's the best rebounder in the league?
Sabonis.
Domantas Sabonis.
Andre Drummond.
And I don't think... this guy. And I don't think that's enough to swing the series into the Kings' favor, but I do think it is an aspect they can... Or an aspect.
I mean, the Kings dominated the Warriors on the glass, so you bring up a good point.
Yeah they did. They saw how that game Warriors worked. Could not get a freaking rebound, man. They could not get
shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Why is Klay Thompson so defensive in every single interview?
Why is Klay Thompson so bad at basketball?
We're all on the same page.
Klay Thompson takes every question as a personal attack. But anyway.
I guess he just got his feelings hurt.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So,
moving on.
To what might be the potentially most interesting series of the first round.
Are you going to say what I think you're saying?
How did you know which one I was going to say next?
Dude, there are like 4 different ones. 3 different ones in the West that could be.
But, right, and this definitely could be the most interesting series. We got the Mavericks and the Clippers.
I don't know if I'd call that the most interesting series.
I don't know. I usually enjoy this matchup.
This matchup is pretty damn good.
No, this is a great matchup.
This matchup is pretty damn good.
Who
wants to start?
Alec.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one who...
I'll start.
Don't say it.
What's happened the last 2 times the Clippers have played the Mavericks in the playoffs?
The Luka show.
Who has been Luka's number 2 the last 2 times in the playoffs?
Who's been the Clippers' number 3 the last 2 times in the playoffs?
They still have.
Mavs at 5.
You're tripping.
Yeah,
dude. You're tripping.
You're fucking joking.
Dude, this series is going to go down to the wire.
No.
Clippers. In 6.
Okay, I thought you were going to say.
Mavericks in 7.
I got Mavs in 5 or 6.
5 is heinous.
No, I really trust Luka. I really trust Luka.
Luka's the best player in the series by far. Kyrie is not the second. No. Kyrie is a fantastic number 2 option.
I'm also slightly worried about Kawhi's knee and the possibility of him playing
That's
1 or 2 games and then having to sit out.
Every single year. Kawhi goes nuclear in the playoffs for the first game or 2, and then he has to miss the rest of the series.
If Kawhi misses game 1, I feel like the Mavericks might take, you know, one game of home court advantage away from the Clippers. But I still think that we can win that in 7. If he doesn't miss, I think we're sweeping them at home, and I think we're winning in 6. We're better coached. We have better role players. We have James Harden as well. In a reduced role. He's not your lead guy. He doesn't always have the ball in his hands.
I still don't trust the Clippers.
He didn't always have the ball in his hands in Philadelphia, whatever. They like ran the same play over and over. The Embiid and Harden pick and roll. Damn good play, but
the
in
Doc
the playoffs,
Rivers experience.
The Doc Rivers experience. Believe me, I know the Doc Rivers experience.
I think realistically, it's going to go 6 games. I still think the Mavericks will win. If Kawhi is fully healthy and plays the whole series, I think it's Mavs in 7.
I think you're smoking crack laced
with fentanyl. Luka alone is enough to challenge this Clippers team.
Yeah.
Now he is a legitimate number 2. No one, I don't care if they have Kawhi and Paul George. That team has proven that they cannot guard Luka.
I'm just worried about the depth. But it's the playoffs. Your best players are going to get high minutes.
I hope
What team has good depth in this series? The Clippers.
I know they do, but what team also has Kawhi Leonard? The Clippers. An injured Kawhi Leonard. James Harden is not... I still don't trust him. Playoff P, that hasn't been out in a while. But
Playoff
I will
P
say,
who got us to the Western Conference Finals.
I trust Paul George.
One bad playoff series. He was fighting tooth and fucking nail with LeBron for years.
Yeah, but that was a long time
ago. Yeah, that was like, we were like 12 when he was fighting tooth and nail with LeBron. No, I was like 10.
Okay.
2015.
If I, listen to me.
That was 10 years ago.
If I shoot 10 free throws and I miss once, am I a good free throw shooter?
Thunder choked. Nuggets choked.
If I shoot 10 free throws and miss two, am I a good free throw shooter?
Quote unquote carried his team. Shot like 42%.
It's the playoffs. He put their team. We're in the fucking Western Conference Finals.
You know what?
He led the charge. He carried us there.
He's just not ready for the Luka show.
Nah.
We've been ready the last 3 years, baby. Bring it on.
Jackson carried y'all's
this
team.
This man is about to cook. Like, I think the Mavericks can make the Conference Finals.
They could, dude.
I think they could.
Also, the Mavericks have been on.
That boy going to be cooking in Cancun 2.5
Mavericks
weeks from now.
Mavericks are like 17-3 in their last 20 games. They're on a fucking tear
And
right
they're
now,
also
dude.
0-2 in their last two series against the Clippers.
Not in the playoffs.
Their roster is completely different. They have good role players now, and they have Kyrie as a number two option. It's not just Luka.
On a 50-40-90 season, I trust Kyrie.
It's not just Luka solo. Even with Luka soloing them, they still put up a really good fight against the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And now he has a number two option who has played. Kyrie's a whack job, but he has played fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Clippers have gotten better, too. Like, it's not like we've just stayed stagnant all these years.
Y'all got Harden. How else have you gotten better?
We got Harden. We got Norm Powell. Amir Coffey's improved. We have better role players now. T-Man has gotten better.
I ain't worried about no Amir Coffey.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But if we're talking about depth,
we have... The Clippers have...
But y'all have always been deep.
Well, now we're deeper.
The rotation's shortened in the playoffs.
Yes, well, our players have gotten better, too. T-Man's been better. Improved defender. We have Norm Powell, who is... in the running for sixth man of the year.
Yeah, he's excellent. Shout out Norm Powell.
Shout out Norm
Powell.
My
favorite player.
I don't know. I mean, I can see the Mavericks winning this or whatever, but I have faith in my Clippers, and it's... I really want us to win.
I love having Gafford. I love having Gafford in Washington as well. Those additions, I think, will prove key.
Well, we got Zubac.
Kawhi Leonard.
Also, Kawhi... Like,
Red Leopard, I don't care. Mavs in six. Mavs in six.
Also, a big thing is, though, I just don't think Kawhi is going to be 100% too.
Yeah.
And if he's not 100%, this could be an even shorter series.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was dropping 40 for two games when he wasn't 100% before he went out last year.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though.
It's a different injury.
He hasn't been healthy, like, fully healthy in the playoffs since 2021.
Yeah.
And he tried last year.
Since COVID times.
The exact same situation.
Since COVID times.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see.
I was in the womb back then.
Just a boy.
All right.
Just a boy.
But
it will. I hope it's a really tight series, though.
I can see it. Like, no, I don't think there's any.
This series is gonna be tooth and nail. Like, it's the Mavericks definitely could win this.
Yes,
like,
they definitely will win this.
They definitely won't.
I don't think it's definite. Like Mick saying, though,
I'm very confident.
Do you want to put money on this?
Yeah, I'll put money on it.
I'll put $10 on the Clippers winning.
I'll put $20 on the Mavericks winning.
I'll put $20 on the Clippers winning.
Oh, shit.
Shake on it. You both got to shake on it on this podcast.
You want to compromise at 15? No. That's like Chipotle Bowl.
No.
Oh, he's scared.
He is scared.
He's scared. Oh, Chipotle.
No, he's scared.
Dude, I don't even.
Oh, you want. It's 20 or nothing?
It's 20 or nothing.
All right, I'll go 30.
You need to shake.
All right, no. I don't have a job.
Shake my head. All right, $20.
$20.
Wow.
Sam has sanctioned this handshake.
Yes. I'm the minister. I ordain. And I am ordained. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, moving on. So another really interesting series is the
Suns and Timberwolves. This is, bro, we're getting blessed. These are back-to-back.
I know.
Seven games. These are going to be seven. This is going to be a seven-game series, I think.
Yeah, it probably will.
Yeah.
So what do y'all got? I got the – actually, I didn't write it down. But
I want to hear both y'all because this is the series where I feel like I can get swayed.
Yeah.
I got the Suns in seven.
I also have the Suns in seven. I think they have
– damn it, that was my pick.
Yeah.
Suns in seven.
I mean, so the Timberwolves are obviously a great defensive team, but the Suns just have players that really just can't be guarded.
And also – The Timberwolves' single worst matchup is probably the Phoenix Suns over the regular season. They've
been getting smoked consistently all year.
The Suns have beat the Timberwolves by an average of 16 points. Mm-hmm. And I think in the playoffs, it's not going to be that big of a discrepancy because the Timberwolves are just such a good defensive team.
Yeah.
And I don't think KD and Book will absolutely cook every single game.
Yeah. But the Suns – so the Timberwolves, they have very good perimeter defenders, but they're – best and like most important area of defense is the rim protection. Suns are a very jump shot heavy team.
Yeah.
And they'll disrupt it, but they might there's other teams that the Timberwolves disrupts better.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is I don't like looking at regular season matchups and stats for playoff talk just because everything changes.
Yeah.
And it's a completely new season once the playoffs start.
So you can't completely ignore it, though.
I mean, I understand that, but the Suns have been... they've been a little inconsistent for me to fully believe in them.
Yeah.
Well, no, I have them in seven, so I don't fully believe in them.
They have the two best players in this series, in my opinion, which is crazy to think about. Considering how good the Wolves are.
Book and Ant are close, but
I got to give it a Book. Yeah, yeah, not yet.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he torched the Nuggets. I know they still run one, but.
He torches anyone that he plays in the playoffs. Winner
consistent playoff riser.
Yeah.
He still played good in those finals.
The first few games.
I want to stick with Suns in seven, but I just can't believe I'm saying.
Just think
that
like,
there's a world where the Timberwolves had as great as a season as they did.
Pretty
they don't get
wins.
Past the first round. Like that is
great. It's really not the end of the world if they don't, though.
No, no.
It's not.
I think next year they're going to be really, really dangerous.
This is a tough
And I think
matchup.
If they do get past the Suns somehow, they could give the Nuggets a hell of a fight.
Yeah, I would rather see that than
the
Suns.
They match up so much better with the Suns than the Nuggets.
I think this is the best series of the first round, in my opinion.
Between this and Clippers and Mavericks, it's tough, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both very good series, regardless. And I just want to take another moment to appreciate, this is going to be a great first round of basketball.
I know, man. It's cool, because Saturday, or I guess tomorrow, it's going to be, like, games are starting at
1,
and we're going to have basketball on to, like, 10:30.
Yeah, man.
It's beautiful. It's kind of like, feels like March Madness.
Yeah, it sucks, but that I have two exams next week. But
yeah, first rounder and final season. We will be out for summer during, like, the conference finals and all that. So.
Yeah.
And probably, like, we really don't have much longer.
Have, like, 2 weeks left.
It's insane.
That's it.
I'm ready to be out, baby. But, yeah, so I think we've kind of said our piece about this one. So.
One more.
One more. This one might not be the most interesting, but Nuggets and Lakers.
1, 2, 3, 4. Nuggets of 4.
Nuggets of 6.
What? Are you serious?
Dude, here's the thing, man. I've watched, like, every Denver game this year. I know it's probably going to go 4 or 5, but you ever have, like, that you always have those doubts about your own team? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think that what was directed at me. Or what do you think? What's your prediction?
I mean, I want to say... Nuggets in, like, 7. But I think it's going to be a sweep.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I remember we were having a conversation in my room, Sam, and you were, like, talking to me about their series, like, last year, like, the conference finals matchup. And you're like, yeah, man, I think it's going to be a longer series, like, maybe 6 games.
Well, here's... Win.
And I said, Nuggets in 5.
The thing is, though, like, I genuinely believe... And I know you guys are going to think I'm stupid. I genuinely believe that there's still a world. There's a universe somewhere out there. And maybe it's this one. Where the Lakers win in seven.
Gotta get Dr. Strange.
I don't think you're stupid, but I think you're delusional.
There's a difference between stupid and schizophrenic.
I think you're severely mentally ill.
I think this is going to be a really good series, though. In the sense that the games will be competitive.
Okay, here's the thing.
Because that's what happened last year.
Here's one thing. I'm kind of going against my Nuggets right now, so it's kind of hard to, like, say. But, like, if you watch the series last year, every single game went down to the wire.
It was either.
I think a couple of those could go the Lakers' way, especially with D'Lo playing better. And I know what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to start Hachimura on Jokic in the perimeter, keep Anthony Davis in the paint. And I think it might take some adjusting to find – because what the Nuggets need to do is they need to find a way to pull Anthony Davis out of the paint.
I mean, I know –
and if they do that, then Jokic will feast.
I know it's going to be a sweep or maybe five games.
I think that realistically the Lakers can pull out a game at home.
Yeah.
But I don't see much more than that.
Like maybe we'll see like a big Gabe Vincent game or something. We know Gabe Vincent – I think since Gabe Vincent guarded Jamal in the finals, got cooked. But I think they're going to try him out on Jamal a little bit. They're going to give the Nuggets a bunch of different looks. But here's the thing. Sorry if I'm speaking in depth about this. I've just watched so many Nuggets games.
Go ahead.
So it's like, when I think about it, it's like we have guys like Christian Brown and KCP, amazing players to match up with D'Lo. KCP quietly has been having an all-defensive caliber season.
Mm-hmm.
You got Aaron Gordon, perfect matchup. Well, as perfect as it can be against LeBron.
Peyton Watson.
Another guy you can throw on LeBron. LeBron's probably too strong, but another guy you can throw on LeBron, or you could throw him on Hachimura if he's having a good game, try to neutralize that. I mean, Jamal's another guy who's pretty good defensively. You could switch it up with him and with KCP on D'Lo. Anthony Davis, Jokic has his issues on defense, right? But what's the one area he's good at?
Post.
And Anthony Davis is not – he was in the beginning of his career, but he is not getting a lot of jump shots up, right? And even if he is, Jokic can kind of guard the mid-range a little bit. Like, Jokic will be able to handle Anthony Davis in the post, and Anthony Davis will not be able to handle Jokic in the post. No one can. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's a player now or maybe in NBA history that can guard Jokic in the post.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about the Lakers' defense. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a valid worry too.
That's all.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna be. This is the most exciting series for me because I think it can be close, and I really want it to be.
I mean, it could be. And another thing, the Lakers, if they want to win this series, the key to doing it, or they at least want to be competitive, is playing at a fast pace because the Nuggets are a slow.
The key to doing it is just giving the ball to LeBron, and LeBron needs to decide.
I'm gonna go get a bucket.
I'm
getting technical here, but I think if the Lakers are able, in an individual game, to play at a really fast pace, I think that might be the key to getting a game or two.
Yeah, the Lakers just can't reliably play at a fast pace, from what I've seen.
Yeah, that's
well,
that's the thing.
LeBron averages 5.5 fast break points per game by himself.
I mean, LeBron seriously needs to be more ball dominant in this series if they want to have a chance. He did not do it at all in the Western Conference Finals last year.
I think he'll learn from his mistakes.
So. And I trust, but the thing is, like, even if he is, I trust Jokic with the ball in the post. I honestly like trust Jamal. I trust the combination of Jokic and Jamal to generate more offense than LeBron.
LeBron still has it though. He still has the ability to. When I want a bucket, I can just go get a bucket whenever I want. We saw it against that. Against the Clippers.
Yeah.
That's one of the prime examples.
The Nuggets just have so many bodies to throw at LeBron.
They do.
And
but
Aaron
still,
Gordon is a terrific defender.
He is.
Like, he's such a big body too, no homo.
If we get playoff LeBron though, makes things interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean
makes things mildly interesting.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say. I think this is a pretty like cut and dry
series. Yeah, yeah.
Please, LeBron,
Landon is
blowing
up your phone. This is like a third time I've seen him call you.
Also, and one more thing I'll add is people like the Nuggets. One issue is their depth, but that like they're gonna get run like a 7-man rotation with Aaron Gordon at backup center. I don't think the depth should be an issue.
Yeah,
I think the combination of Peyton Watson, Christian Brown, and Reggie Jackson is good enough when you have the best starting lineup in the league.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I mean, I already said this, but I know the Nuggets are gonna. It's gonna be 4-0.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Shout out to my boy Tony.
Shout out my boy Tony. I don't know what for, but shout out Tony.
We're going to drink some beer this weekend. He's a Lakers fan. I'm a Nuggets fan. Probably be picking at each other a little bit.
Are you watching that game with him?
Yeah. Well, I'm watching it with a bunch of people, but... Well, I'm going to a function, and it's like kind of indoor-outdoor, but me and Tony will be glued to that couch during that game.
Sure. I hate Tony.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Tony's impossible to hate,
He's like the most likable person I've ever met in my entire life.
Y'all do have a little beef going on.
Well, y'all haven't been beat in the fantasy finals by Tony before even meeting him.
I didn't know that the playoffs started till I was already out of them.
Really?
Yeah, I was not tapped in at the end.
Dude, my whole team was out. Shea was out. Trey was out. Kuminga was out. Jalen Green was out for a little bit. Like, my whole team was out. The only really real player I had was Brunson. That wasn't enough.
Yeah. So that wraps it for our first round of the playoffs predictions.
So I guess we're not playing the game.
Yeah, dude, we took a while.
Yeah, what's the game real quick? I just lost the game.
I just lost the game.
Damn it, dude, I didn't lose the game.
Yes, you did.
Well, now you
did. I was going to pick random players and have y'all guess their 2K ratings.
I still kind of want to do that.
We can do like five.
Let me pull up the website.
All right.
Y'all fill the gaps.
Okay, what have you been listening to lately, Mick?
I was actually just listening to the Taylor Swift album. Only because... As someone who, I would say I'm just a musical enjoyer,
Mm-hmm.
So I had to tune in for a little bit.
Yeah.
I listened to the first four songs, was pleasantly surprised.
That's good.
And then I listened to the rest.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Yeah,
my computer is running like a toaster right now. Jesus Christ.
You need a new laptop so bad.
Like
desperately.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of The Police lately, though.
The Police are good. Yeah, you sent that was a good song you sent me. I was listening to...
Dude, I don't know if I can do this. My computer is literally, like, not working, bro. What the fuck?
Why isn't it working?
Dude, I just have an old computer, and... See, look at this shit, bro.
Oh, my God.
Is it working now? Okay. No peeking, Mick.
Right. Y'all have the rooftop performance on
Thursday. We do. Coming up.
Wednesday.
No, it's next Tuesday. Next Tuesday at 8:30. The downstairs, my band is playing a concert with Ray and the Ragdolls and Florence Cardigan.
Are you sure it's Tuesday?
I'm sure. Oh, I'm very sure it's Tuesday.
I got my first one, by the way.
Okay, but let me promote my stuff real quick. But yeah, we were in the studio for about 7 hours yesterday, too. It was. Really fun. We're working on a little album, so stay tuned, people. Keep streaming forever, though, and all that.
You said forever though.
All right, Grace and Allen, what do you think? What are we thinking, boys?
This year? Are these updated?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are, like, updated to the day.
We should say them at the same time.
No, I think we should talk through it.
Okay.
Well, what is your first?
He's been shooting the hell out of the ball.
I'm going to say 83.
I'm going to say 81.
70, let's go 82.
79.
That's a little bit disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
What's his three-point rating?
Wonderful. He's actually he's the number two highest-rated three-point player.
That is impossible.
He's a 93.
Second to Steph Curry.
Yeah, second to Steph Curry. He's a 93.
That's insane. Okay, hit us with another one.
All right. Let me think of I want to think of a good one. Okay, Andrew Wiggins. This one's
79.
No, wait. It's got to be lower than that, dude. It's got to be a 78.
I feel like they'll give him a little
bit. And not the all-time Minnesota Timberwolves Andrew Wiggins, because apparently that's a thing.
They give...
That's a pathetic franchise.
It's got to be 78.
They give people like that a little bit of love, though.
Dude, I think he was like 84 last year, though.
He was something like that, yeah.
And he wasn't even fantastic last year.
You got to trust me on this one. 78. Well, I'm feeling it.
I'm going to say...
We're a collective. Are we a collective, Sam, or are we individual?
Y'all are individual.
I'm going to say 79.
All right, well, then I guess I'm just better than Alec, and I'm going 78.
79.
God. 79.
Yeah.
No.
All right, let's do another one. How about the good boy, Joshua Hart?
81. Yeah, I know it's 81.
It's got to be 81.
I'm positive it's 81.
82.
Okay.
That's a pretty high rating for Josh Hart.
I mean, he's damn good.
I feel like I'm doing
the same type
of player.
Yeah.
Okay, Herb Jones. I feel like that's a good one.
Ooh. I feel like they're not going to give him as much love as he deserves. He should be 82, 83.
You think that's what he should be?
He's a great defender, man.
Dude, he's the best
player. I think he should be like an 85.
His offensive game's too limited for me.
Dude, he's so good.
Ratings are also offensively. Yeah.
I know they are, but I'm saying what he should be, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's going to be an 82.
I think he's going to be 80.
By the way, these guys don't play 2K, so yeah. Alec guessing 82 is very impressive because it's 82.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very good at guessing things. I'm getting
cooked right now.
You are.
It's 2-0 in the series.
Let's go Aaron Gordon. I actually do not know what it is.
84.
Yeah, 84.
84. There we go. Good shit, y'all.
We know a thing or two.
All right. I'll refer. DeAndre Hunter should be a 69.
60.
78. 79.
77.
80.
Are you kidding me?
I'm up, baby.
80. These are pretty fun. You can, like, rapid fire these.
Why is he an 80?
Because
he's never played that way in his life.
Brandon Podziemski.
79.
77. He should be higher, but he's a 77.
Right in the middle. 78.
Mm. Okay.
78. Okay. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, yes, I do want to keep going.
This is really fun. Let's go. I'm trying to think of good players. Okay, DeAndre Ayton. That's an interesting one.
84. I was going to say 84, but
85.
I'm going to go 83.
85.
Wow. I thought they'd lower it.
Scoot Henderson.
80.
78.
78. Okay. 78. Good shit. Tobias Harris.
82.
81. I think you got that one.
I think it's 82.
I'm going to stand on my choice.
It's 82.
Kelly
Oubre, another 76er.
Oh, he was tearing it up this year at the beginning.
81.
79.
80, right in the middle. Let's go current Chris Paul.
79.
Your pick?
No, it's got to be higher.
80.
Hold on. I'm not locking in.
Stand on it.
You sure, Mick?
Stand on it, Mick.
You sure, Mick?
Don't do that. All right, I'll go 79.
79. Okay. We'll do a few more.
Three more.
Good player. I want to pick someone that's, like, rating-wise ambiguous. I almost said racially ambiguous.
Let's do Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson. What's his rating? That's a good one, actually.
Wow, that is a really good one. I know it's...
It's an 81.
It's going to be 83.
Yeah.
82. Right down the middle once again, boys.
Should All be right. like a 77.
Mikal Bridges.
85.
86.
83. Wow.
That's kind of disrespectful. That's crazy.
The roster.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I said 85, but I think he should be higher.
Yeah.
I think he's like 86
at least.
I'm going to go
with the greatest player of all time. It should be a 99. Nas Reed.
83.
That's a good guess. I'll go 82.
I think it's going to be 82.
It's 81. It's a little low for Nas Reed, I would say.
All right, hold on. Let me pick one to finish it off.
Okay.
I'll pick one, then you pick one, Nick.
Okay.
Or if you can think of one first. Corey Joseph.
Okay, Corey Joseph. What are we thinking?
77.
76.
72.
Okay.
That makes sense.
He's a free agent right now.
Oh, shit.
He's a free agent.
I was going to say, is that boy in the league?
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Corey Joseph doesn't count.
Let's do...
this is the first name that popped in my head.
I'm trying to think of, like, kind of a bigger name. Just because we haven't...
Can we do Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, that's a good one.
We didn't do any, like, stars.
Yeah, let's do a couple stars, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, what is Brittany Griner's rating?
92.
It's 92?
I've dabbled into the WNBA.
Good shit, Mick. Damn, dude. That's crazy. It's 92. What about Breonna Stewart?
96.
97.
No!
Oh, my God.
Wait, keep going with the WNBA.
Elena Deladon? Yeah, Elena Deladon.
94.
96.
92. She's a little old now, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Killing it back in the day.
Yeah, let's go back to the NBA.
That wasn't a bad performance from y'all.
Shout out Caitlin Clark.
Jeremy Sohan. 78.
79.
78. All right, any more are we good?
Let's do
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Oh, Kyrie Irving, okay.
89.
I was going to guess that too.
91. Been playing out of
That's
your mind.
Deserving.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, the boys, are we good on this 2K stuff?
I believe that we are.
It's pretty addicting, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I could do that for hours.
Yeah, we should. That's Reels content right
there. Yeah.
That is Instagram Reels content. It's just like good, like quick, fast-paced brain rot.
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
boys.
Time to wrap it up.
Indeed. Thank you all for listening. We really appreciate
it. We love you.
We love you guys.
We'll be back next Friday.
We'll have some playoff updates. Probably have a lot to talk about next week, I'd say.
Yeah, no, it's a big week of basketball.
Big week of basketball.
I'm trying to think when will the second round start? Maybe 2-3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But we'll be getting those episodes in between then.
Oh, we will.
All right, see you next Friday.
See you next Friday.
See you later, man.
See